Okay. Yeah, some products you can't use. Okay, I'm not oily skin. Okay, so you know what? You really work in your customer base when you get some oily skin kind of products and say to them, hey, I really need your help, your experience with this product. Love to value your opinion. You know, go get her on that product and then call her back in 3 days and get her testimonies. And then her testimonies will carry through to your customer base. That's the way this works. That's the way I've learned to sell. And I also want you to know, there's one thing I know for sure. You know what? I was a little weak in the team building. I did not team build. I made the biggest mistake. I didn't team build for 2 years. And that was because I didn't want to. How do you attract stars? By being one. Okay, you can't attract stars to you unless you are being one. You know, being a star consultant starts at the very, very beginning when team members are your customers. Be a star yourself. You add credibility to your conversations and trust. Give potential team members time to look at the information and make an educated decision. Listen to me. I was broker than broke. Broker than broke. And I know today that had I not gotten that $3,000 worth of inventory, I would not be standing here before you today. I would have been a waitress. I would have been serving people their breakfast and lunch today. That's where I would have been if I had not invested. Because you know what? Come on. We all spend. I don't care how broke we are. But you know what? When that inventory showed up, I wasn't the perfect Mary Kay consultant. Trust me, I really wasn't. I was probably one of the worst. And literally what I said was, I better find a way to sell this stuff. And I said, stuff. I have grown a lot. And that's what it was. It was stuff back then. I'm telling you, again, did I have the money? No. I lived in such dire straits, it's amazing. And if you want to know, I had this emergency money in a shoebox that I had saved for 20 some years that my husband didn't know, nobody knew. And what that money was for, I grew up on welfare. And I was determined I was never going to be on welfare. I'm telling you this because when a woman really wants a new TV for her house, she will get one. When she wants a new set of curtains, she will get one. And if she really wants to work a business, she will find the money to start with an inventory. So I'm just telling you, it all starts in the beginning. $3,000 back then was like $100,000 to me today. Do you understand? That was everything I had in my life. Everything. Okay, trust me, my friends. You're going to want to earn a car. You're going to want to move up. So if you create the habit now, you don't have to worry about it then. Okay, so, you know, the other thing is show respect and support the company. Oh, my goodness. You know, I heard some people saying, oh, my gosh, they're changing the bottles from white to pink. And I'm like, really? We haven't even talked about it. Who cares? You know, when they're changing something, it's to our benefit. You know, listen, they may take your favorite color lipstick away. You know what? Good. It means you've been stuck on that color too long. I don't care how much you like it. Sometimes it's a company we have to count on for change. PCP, Preferred Customer Program, work it. Work your customer base. Don't make the mistake I made. Came home after my first seminar and was determined to do in the point of sales. Well, all of a sudden, things start flowing, flowing, flowing. I'm selling. I'm doing great. Well, all of a sudden, my sales director called me out of blue and said, you're doing great, but I don't understand. You don't have much of a reorder business. And I said, yeah, I know. And she said, well, what about all those customers from your first year? Have you been servicing them? No. And I was afraid to call them. Listen, don't become a hound. If you become a hound, you're going to lose them too. And I can tell you that by being a star, sometimes we'll inherit some customers that was somebody else's customer, not that we're breaking the golden rule. They have left their beauty consultant because you know what? Because they call them, you know, 29 times a month. Get real. Okay? Really. Don't hound them because you will lose them. Learn something about your customers. One of my biggest weaknesses was names. It still is. I have 7 grandchildren, 2 sons. I'm here to tell you, even the grandchildren are used to now me calling them by the wrong names. So, the bottom line is something that I learned that was a very, very good skill that helped me immensely was I would make a point of try, you know, when I would be at the classes, I would try to write little notes on the profile card as I went around. She's expecting. She's about to be a grandmother for the first time. Okay, when you build this base, there's times where I remember one time I had 17 guests who showed up in a meeting, and I was like, I don't even know who these people are. Okay, I'm not kidding you. So learn little tricks, and that was my trick. And so when I would call my customer, I would say, hey, Susie, this is Pat. Hey, by the way, how's your daughter making out? She doesn't have much longer before she has the baby, right? I don't even mention Mary Kay first. Okay, what am I doing? I'm building relationships. And you know what? When you have enough people in your life, I mean, you can't remember everything, so you put little notes. You'd be surprised that after 3 to 6 calls like that, she no longer sees you as just somebody trying to sell her. You've taken some personal interest in her. That's how you work with your customers. Well, that brings me to your products. How are you holding up? You know, how's your products holding up for you? Hey, have you seen the new products out? Okay, and when you call, have 3 things in mind. 1, what her needs are. Is there a booking opportunity here? And is there a prospect opportunity here? And be ready. Okay, so again, the Preferred Customer Program, it's the best. Customers love to try before they buy. Send some samples in when you do reorders. Send some samples, okay? I want to challenge all of you to go home. Get excited. Get excited. Achieve your goals, but get caught up in the company goal. I work better for other causes, and if that doesn't work for you, then it doesn't work for you, and there's no shame in that. For me, you give me a company why, I'm going to run for it. Okay, you give me a common cause, that motivates me. That motivates me. I love getting wrapped up in the company goals. Take your claim. Are you really going to be a star consultant? Stand up and repeat after me. I'm hot.
I'm hot.
Because
I'm committed. I'm committed.
And I'm going to be a star consultant.
I'm going to be a star consultant.
All 4 quarters.
All 4 quarters.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
You're the best. I love you guys.